Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Dreyer Show. We're in the sports lounge. I'm Michael Horn, but the star of our show, gentleman right here, the all-pro defensive end, the man who looks like he's looking for something right now, the acting legend, the iconic star of Hunter, Land's End, and so many more motion pictures and TV shows, the one and only Fred Dreyer.
You know, I'm here, yes. As I am every time I'm here. I'm here.
You're here.
And I'm ready to roll here and have a nice chat with our audience. I'm looking forward to talking about some topics that, as I always say this, that we're the only ones talking about these specific things.
That's right. So how is how are the brakes on your car? You know, that's one of the things. How's your week going? Everything good?
Yeah, it's okay. You know, there's too many things to get into. It's too boring. It's not for radio announcement.
We want to hear.
You really don't.
Okay, never mind then. But, everything around the house is good. You've been kicking back. I know you and I, we broadcast from Hollywood, California. So some of the stuff we see are a lot of West Coast favorite things. We'll get into the East Coast and a lot more. We're going to talk some football, baseball, and everything. The Dodgers, I think, have a one-game winning streak, don't they? Maybe. No, they're doing a little bit better. It's one of the things I want to talk to you about when we come back here after our first break, and that is not only the uniform, but how does your official look affect your performance in a game? And I want to know that because you played football for 89 years, the number on your uniform.
It was a long time.
And I'm just wondering if you went through times when you had your hair long, short, beard coming out, whatever. I mention this because the Dodgers have a relief pitcher, Caleb Ferguson, who has fallen on some hard times, but he came in the other night and came and gave a real strong inning relief. And I noticed that, who is that guy? Because he shaved his beard, got rid of the mustache, trimmed up the hair, and he looked like a totally different guy and became a totally different pitcher. So I want to get into your head about that. It's one of the things I got to know
about. You sure you want to get in
there? Yeah, got to crawl into there again. Is the left ear or the right ear open? So get a look in there. You got them both open today?
Well, you take your life in your own hands when you try to get in
there. I know. I've been in there before. All right, we're going to take a quick break. It is the Fred Dreyer Show. Don't forget to follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer, and then you can also go to FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. Again, FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. It's the Fred Dreyer Show. I'm Michael Horn. We'll be back.
Hi, Fred Dreyer here to talk about all-natural ingredient Balance 7. Do you suffer from heartburn? Can't eat the foods you like? Then you need Balance 7. Balance 7 improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH balance helps increase energy, memory, sleep, and it helps unlock your immune system. Balance 7 works. I know because I use it every day. So go ahead, eat that pepperoni pizza without heartburn. And now you can try Balance 7 and get $15 off your order. Free shipping, a money-back guarantee, plus a free bottle of my smooth skin. Call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. 3 1-ounce sips a day is all you need. Try Balance 7, 800-793-9039. Code word Fred. You have nothing to lose with our money-back guarantee. 800-793-9039. Code word Fred. Or go to balance7.com.
Are you ready to make a difference for the environment while helping the visually impaired at the same time? Then donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind today by calling 800-785-9618. Every donated vehicle will either be properly recycled in an eco-friendly manner or given a new life through reuse. Donating your vehicle is easy. Simply call 1-800-785-9618 and Heritage for the Blind will do the rest. They'll even arrange for your vehicle to be picked up at no cost to you. And for a limited time, when you donate your car, you'll receive a $200 restaurant voucher and a two-night, three-day hotel stay at one of 50 locations. Call 800-785-9618 right now to schedule your tax-deductible vehicle donation and make a positive impact on the environment while helping others. Heritage for the Blind, where every car donation counts and every person makes a difference. Call 1-800-785-9618 now.
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge, the Fred Dreyer Show with yours truly, Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer.
Thank you.
Just asked Fred if he wanted to come to my house for Father's Day, and he said no. You could be my dad. You could be. That was a really quick no. Gonna have like maybe steaks or something over there. That's okay.
Well, I don't want to quibble.
Okay, never mind.
I don't want to quibble.
Thought it might have been a nice gesture. By the way, thanks. Fred's been into some. He's a very healthful eater. I'm telling you, one of the greatest eaters I know of. In the last 3 weeks, you've been bringing in like a dozen donuts. What are you trying to do? Wipe the rest of us out?
I brought in a dozen here from Dunkin'.
Dunkin' Donuts, your favorite?
And I would think so.
Yeah.
And I like the chocolate cake with the light glaze on them. I don't like I don't like a lot of stuff on my coffee cake, my cake, my donuts. I just don't like
it's light, just a light touch.
Yeah, I just need get on with it and eat it. And if you have to put it in your shirt pocket for a minute, go ahead.
Then it's okay. It stays there well. And I noticed you get all chocolate, which are, I like the chocolate cake donuts. They're good.
Yeah, they're best.
I like the old fashions too. You're not a big old fashioned guy?
What is that? Glazed, you mean?
Yeah, with the light glaze on
No.
Oh, boy. Oh, what's wrong with
that's
you?
That's too doughy.
Too doughy. Well, let's go look and see what some of the people have to say here today. I'm sure people just checking in with us, but who knows? We might have some questions. You can get us at Facebook Live. You can email Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com, Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. We got Rachel saying, how you doing today? Nikki is in there from Lincoln, Nebraska. Lee saying hello to us. Larry saying good afternoon to us. Also, a hello to me, Michael Horn. How you doing? I'm doing great. Now, John says, hello, Fred and Mike. Glad to see you back, Fred. You are my inspiration to try and keep myself in shape. This is right after we've talked about donuts. As I head into my early 60s, water and salmon done. Okay, Fred, so expound on that for us a little bit, please.
What is that?
You're an inspiration to John because of the way you eat. He says water and salmon. You do room temperature water at dinner. You do salmon, right? Veggies.
I think it's room temperature salmon.
No, room temperature water. I'm sorry. You don't want room temperature salmon. Please. That's where I got sick, was in the hospital. But anyway.
That's what happened to you.
So, what's your secret? You eat well, and then every once in a while you splurge and have a donut.
Well, it's not a secret. I do it out in public all the time.
I know. Yeah. And so it's okay to have a donut every now and then, as long as you stay with most of the the finer parts of your diet.
It's certainly all right to have a donut. I probably have eaten more donuts the last 2 weeks than I have in the last 45 years.
I think that's true. Why is that? Is there some kind of body change?
No, it's just that I decide something in my head says, I think I should treat myself to a beer or that or a cigar or that or whatever I might have. I enjoy it because I'm not guilty about it, and I enjoy it. I actually enjoy it.
And so you would have your regular, like a salmon dinner or something beforehand, not deviating from that, just an occasional donut if you feel like it.
Or no dinner and just a donut.
Okay. All right, that's good. Thank you, John, for that comment there for you. And he'll have a beer every once in a while. Let's see who else we have here and if anybody else has some other comments here for you. Nikki says, Fred, you're sweet, and that's why you don't like sweet donuts. So
that could find its way into a truth.
Yeah, that's a good one there.
Yeah.
What else do we have here? Hi guys from New Mexico. This is from Bruce. He says hot and sunny here. More shows, please. Works for everyone. Works for him. People on live on Facebook. Favorite actor Fred Dreyer, Michael Horn on CRN Digital Talk Radio. They're in Birmingham, Alabama. Tuned in today. Thank Rach. And I mentioned Katrina. And also she says she loves watching us on CRN here. Bernard says hello, Fred and Mike. Hope you'll have a great Father's Day. Now, is your daughter going to be giving you a call or anything? Do you know your grandkids?
Of course. I talked to her today for about an hour.
Oh, you did?
Sure.
So everything good? Everything fine?
Yeah, I don't have to wait and talk
to her or
my grandkids on a specific day. I'll call.
Just whenever you feel like it.
I'll call whenever when the mood hits me. What I have been doing, I've been talking to my granddaughter, Emma, who's 16, and she's an athlete. And
what's she playing?
And she loves track.
Oh boy,
she's a runner, and she can flat out go. You know, so. But my issue is that I've been talking to her about what a great thing it must be for Oklahoma to have such a fantastic softball team. They won the whole thing. They beat 9-0. They beat Florida State. And I've been talking to her about that, how proud she must be of them. You know, she's close to going into high school, and then pretty soon she'll be either at OU or SMU or someplace
like
that.
But she's a
terrific athlete and a great person, certainly. But we had fun talking about it. I said, you know, my most favorite of all is the pitchers, the athleticism, tall, lanky legged, and they underhand, and they're so capable of striking you out. I don't know if I could hit off of them.
I know, they're pretty good. You ever see that movie, A League of Their Own? There's a good one for you.
I saw that this last week when I was visiting the hospital.
Yeah, what hospital were you visiting?
Oh, some friends in there.
Some friends in there. That's good. Good to see that. Now, yes. The agents are making a take on this. Here's the thing. Let's get into some football news. They're saying running backs, they say, can't be blamed for feeling as if they're being treated like a stepchild because the NFL teams have been exercising physical restraint in free agency for running backs. Miles Sanders couldn't capitalize on a 2022 season with the Eagles. He had the career highs of over 1,200 rushing yards and 11 rushing touchdowns, which were fifth and eighth in the NFL, respectively. He's got a four-year $25.64 million contract with the Panthers.
Complaint? What's his complaint?
Averaging $6.35 million per year, where $13 million was fully guaranteed, and he kind of set the free agent market.
What the hell is wrong with him?
Well, the next best deal is David Montgomery. He went to the Lions for $18 million over 3 years. There's $11 million in guarantees, of which $8.75 million was fully guaranteed at signing in his $6 million per year deal. But, you know, some of the other guys are getting $10, $12, $15 million, and it's like these guys are getting cheated.
They think they're cheated because no one's paying attention to them. And the fact of the matter is the mortality of these football players is becoming a tired old song. They feel as though, well, you know, I should be more important to the offense than I am. No, you were drafted. You were told that this is how it's going to be. We're going to give you, how about if we give you $7 million a year and we'll run you 115 times a season, and we'll throw you the ball every once in a while. But as far as you lining up here and running the ball 38 times and for 1,000 yards, those days are over. We don't need a running back to pay a running back as much as we're paying these running backs. We don't need to pay them all this money to get out of them what little offense they can get out of them.
And I think some of it is they want longer-term deals. For example, three running backs, Saquon Barkley and the Giants, Josh Jacobs of the Raiders, Tony Pollard of the Cowboys, designated as franchise players for over $10 million, have signed long-term deals, but they have been misleading leaks about what's going on. They're not as long-term as they think. They want a long five-year, six-year deal,
Have an attorney that explains all this to them?
I don't know.
Well, you see, my expertise may not apply here. I'm not sympathetic to those who supposed to go out and hire an attorney, sit down and negotiate, and find out what your role with the team is. And if it doesn't happen, you call your attorney and send his ass into that room with the general manager, and you argue the points that you should have argued when you got drafted. Just because you are a fast, big running back, that's wonderful, and they're drafting you for that.
More straight ahead here on the Fred Dreyer Show. We're hitting into it. Stay with us.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
If you're moving to another state, you're getting a fresh start in a brand new town. And when you choose a moving company to help get your valuable possessions to that new home of yours, you want somebody that's going to take care of your things like you would. That's why you need to call Colonial Van Lines. They're America's number one moving company for a reason. Because they'll take care of your things like they would their possessions. They'll use caution so nothing gets damaged. And they won't treat you like a number, they'll treat you like a friend. And when you call now on a qualified move across state lines, they'll give you a $250 discount. Move your things the right way. Call Colonial Van Lines now for a free quote.
Call now to learn more about this special $250 long distance move discount. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738.
800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn with the one and only Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. We call him Sultan here. He's the Sultan of safeties. Two safeties in one game in the same quarter against two different quarterbacks. And that's coming up here in July, isn't it?
But I must say, as wonderful as that has been, I don't wish to dine out too much on it, because that's one of many minutiae, tiny little things that were done along the way.
Okay.
And no, I'm not saying don't talk about it, but I think we beat it to death after a while.
No, I think it's fine. A lot of new listeners all the time. I think it's fine. Now, we are talking a little bit about football here. We're talking in this segment continuing here that some of the running backs are kind of concerned they're not getting maybe as much money as they think they should be getting, like the quarterbacks, maybe not as long of a contract as they thought. The number of running backs making at least $12 million per year has dwindled. There were 8 such running backs at the end of the 2022 season, 5 running backs remain at or above the $12 million per year mark. That's it. So there's a school of thought, they're saying, in the NFL, and I need your comments here, Fred, that a team should avoid giving a running back an extremely lucrative second contract after he's signed, unless he's a special talent. The preference, because of this philosophy, is to kind of find a feature running back in the NFL draft. Don't be overly concerned about managing workload during the rookie contract and the go year-to-year franchise thing or transition tags when warranted until no longer economically feasible. So pay him what you can pay him to keep him going, but not overly pump a bunch of money in there. Now, I say once you find like an incredible running back, that may change, but that's the way it is right now. They say simultaneously, the teams are attempting to find a suitable replacement in the draft that should be made either toward the end of the rookie contract or when the veteran is playing under a designation, and then the veteran should only be re-signed on team-friendly terms. Protects against overpaying when a running back is in his late 20s, when he's likely to be in decline because of high mileage and diminishing returns.
Well it's also the proper way to articulate your talent.
Yes.
I mean, if I was, unless he's Barry Sanders, an O.J. Simpson, a Jim Brown, I'm not drafting him in the first round. And I know the Giants drafted Saquon Barkley, and he provided for them, but not to the point where, you know, once you invest in that running back, and once you invest in an athlete, where is he, you don't know, because of the high injury rate he has, you don't know if he's going to be available for you for 17 games or not. And so if he's not available, what the hell did you pay him all the money for?
Exactly.
You know, I'm on the injured reserve list, and I probably won't be ready for another 3 weeks.
Right.
Well, that's 3 weeks. And then if he gets re-hurt on the AstroTurf, which is another conversation, once that happens, then you're missing the reason you drafted him. You're not getting any type of excellence from that position. And first of all, if you go back in history, you'll see that Bill Walsh of the 49ers and all the people put in the West Coast offense.
Right.
And what that was is you get the ball, you don't hold on to it as a quarterback, and you get the ball
out
into the flat. You get it into the flat and put that guy, that running back, one-on-one with a defender, a middle of the field defender. And you make sure that your offense is gaining momentum. And Fran Tarkington, my old teammate with the Giants, said one thing that was very interesting. He says, if you've got the right equipment, players, then you can get the ball out. The ball is snapped real quickly. You throw it out to the guy to the slot and let him go one-on-one. You get to the line of scrimmage, and you throw the ball into the open area to the tight end. And then you continue to balance your offense by manipulating the middle of the field defensively.
You always talk about the middle of the field, Fred Dreyer.
That's terribly important. That's where games are won and lost. They're not won and lost unless it's a lucky play where you run the receivers down the sideline between the sideline, the hash marks, and the actual sidelines themselves. What you want to make sure you do is put all the pressure you possibly can. Marshall Faulk for the Rams when they won the championship when they were in St. Louis. All of these guys have a tremendous authority on the field. You've got to maximize that and get everything you can out of your talent because, you know, you never can tell when the guy's going to wind up on the bench and says, I just pulled a hamstring and I'm going to be out for a month.
Yeah, that hamstring is always a problem, too. Yeah, so that's kind of the feeling there. Also, with football starting to crank slowly into it, they've had practice mini camps that were going on, and apparently Buffalo Bills coach Sean McDermott said he was very concerned, end of quotes, about the apparent absence of star receiver Stephon Diggs from the team's mandatory mini camp. And apparently Diggs participated then, came in for the Wednesday afternoon practice. So the Bills' Twitter account shared a 20-second video they had of Diggs running through a warm-up, tossing, catching passes with his teammates, lightly jogging, and the caption on the post read, "He's here." So while at practice on the Wednesday here last week, Diggs worked in the individual portion of the practice. He didn't participate in the team offensive drills, but then there was a news conference in which the coach there, Sean McDermott, said that Diggs was the only player not present at the three-day mandatory minicamp. But then everything lightened up because he did show up and performed a little bit, and the coach sort of changed his mind, and McDermott explained that during a previously unscheduled news conference, also on Wednesday, Diggs' absence from Tuesday's minicamp was excused, and that Diggs returned to practice on Wednesday, did everything that he was asked to do. He said, quoting the coach, "We had a good conversation, real communication. We got to a point yesterday where he just felt like we all needed a break and some space. So I gave Steph permission to get some space and head out and picked up those conversations after practice. So let me make it clear, it was not Steph leaving unexcused. He was excused by me. And so those conversations have got to us what I think and believe is a great spot."
Yeah, fine. And just as long as everybody's on the so-called same page, chances are he's got an excuse, or he's already talked to them about it. He made a phone call, so forth and so on.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
You know, you're making that comment right there. Did you ever not show up when you were supposed to show up for practice, or were you always there and on time and ready to go?
I made a phone call if I was somewhere in the heavens of alibis. If I needed a reason not to show up, I was on the phone by 8 o'clock in the morning.
So you talked to them and said, "Hey, here's a reason why.
Yeah, I say, "Listen, I'm on the 405 freeway on Nordoff, headed south."
Gotcha.
You know,
and you told them what's going on, which is important, right?
Well, look at it. Look, they're your boss.
Yes.
And you don't want to insult them. You don't want to say you don't want to put him in a position to answer a question that he doesn't know.
Exactly. That's it. All right, the Rams have restructured Cooper Kupp's contract. Here's a good deal for the Rams because everybody said, you know, they have this. They cleared more than $10 million in cap space, according to this. They converted $13.92 million of Cooper Kupp's salary into a signing bonus, which then freed up $10.44 million against the cap this year. So they got a little bit of money to play on maybe signing some rookies, on maybe signing some veterans or whatever to maybe improve their team, and they need to do that on the Rams.
Well, all of these teams have a new way of working the numbers. All of them do. And it's a foregone conclusion that things change all the time, and they're struggling. These teams are struggling to be competent as they can to put the offensive people together on the field as they possibly can. Otherwise, it gets to be repetitive. Some guy gets hurt. There's no way out of being stuck with the wrong people in your lineup.
All right. And also, news out of the Bengals camp: quarterback Joe Burrow's. Yeah, they asked him who's the best quarterback, and he said Patrick Mahomes. That's what he said. He says when he was asked who's the best quarterback league-wide, he didn't offer up his name. Quoting him, he says, "I don't think there's any argument right now. It's Pat Mahomes until somebody has a better year than he's had, and he's one to knock off." Now, the Bengals actually have knocked off Mahomes and Kansas City, the Chiefs, more than once since Burrow's entered the league. In 2020, the Bengals are 3-1 against the Chiefs, including a win over them at Arrowhead Stadium for the 2021 AFC Championship game. So that landed Cincinnati its third ever Super Bowl. So then there's the Buffalo Bills, Josh Allen. He couldn't disagree either. In May, while he was appearing on a show, a podcast, Kyle Brandt's Basement, he was asked, Josh Allen, to pick Brandt's pick apart Brandt's AFC quarterback tiers, which placed Mahomes at the first group all by himself, followed by then Josh Allen and Burrow, and Allen had no qualms with the rankings.
Yeah,
so they're signifying they like him.
This is every year they're reevaluating their personnel, and it's not surprising that within a short period of time, people who are highly regarded are not highly regarded anymore.
Yes. It changes, right?
It changes all the time.
And I think some of it's psychological. And when we come back, that's what I want to talk about. We alluded to it at the beginning of the show. I'm going to talk about it psychologically. If you got questions for Fred Dreyer, we're streaming on Facebook Live. Chat them in the chat room. They'll get them to us. You can email us, Fred Dreyer, F-R-E-D, that's your Fred, D-R-Y-E-R is your Dreyer. Fred Dreyer at CRN, Championship Radio Network, crntalk.com. We'll be back. Thanks so much for joining us.
Wendy's Strawberry Frosty is back for the summer. Because if it's summertime, it's frosty time. Beach time? Frosty time. Tea time? Frosty time. Me time? Treat yourself to Wendy's Strawberry Frosty this summer and make time for Frosty Time. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's. Now open till midnight or later.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's. Hours may vary.
It's Macy's Father's Day sale. Take an extra 25% off great gifts for every dad with your coupon or Macy's card. Or shop Father's Day specials like 40 to 50% off classic styles from INC, Alfani, and more. 25 to 40% off activewear essentials from Adidas, Reebok, and more. And 40% off designer watches to update his look. Give love, give style, now at Macy's. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
The FDA issued an import alert for U.S. Customs authorities to detain illegal, disposable, flavored nicotine e-cigarettes from foreign countries, including China. Rich Marianos is a former assistant director for the ATF, now with Georgetown University.
These disposable e-cigarettes have become a real problem. It's encouraging to see the FDA act at the border, but our kids need them to take the next steps and remove these foreign disposables from the store shelves. They have the authority, and now it's time to act.
Sponsored by the Border Security Alliance.
Here at Total Wine & More, our amazing selection means you'll always
love what you find.
Dad, what are you doing here?
Just getting a sneak peek at my Father's Day gifts.
Well, I was thinking of getting you this Barrel Select bourbon.
That's a really nice bottle.
And Total Wine has it at the totally lowest price.
Wow, you always were my favorite.
Thanks, Dad.
Talking to the bourbon, sweetie.
Find what you love, love what you find. Like the perfect gift for Dad at the perfect price. Only at Total Wine & More.
And drink responsibly. B21.
This is Ron Barr. Father's Day is coming up soon, and if you're still trying to figure out what to give Dad, I've got the perfect gift. Not an electronic gadget or a shirt or a tie or even a book. Give him what most men like, steak. And I can personally recommend Omaha Steaks, Dad's favorite grill pack. I guarantee you he'll say, wow, this is great. All you have to do is go to omahasteaks.com, type in the search bar sports, and your dad's favorite grill pack includes bacon-wrapped fillets, boneless pork chops, gourmet jumbo franks, and boneless chicken breasts. And for a sweet finish, you'll get delicious caramel apple tarts. You'll also get 8 free burgers with your purchase of $99.99. Nothing beats a Father's Day where you and your dad are grilling steaks and meats and spending some bonding time. Omaha Steaks isn't just steak, it's the best steak of your life. Surprise your dad with something both of you can enjoy and never forget. That's omahasteaks.com, keyword sports. It's the ultimate Father's Day gift.
We are back once again in the Sports Lounge. Here's truly Michael Horn, the star of our show here on the Fred Dreyer Show. It's Fred Dreyer.
Great to be with you, Mike, and great to be with all you folks out there. We sure appreciate you guys contacting us. It's a very nice feeling to know that you're listened to out there and you're appreciated.
And a lot of people, Chris saying, people eagerly are waiting you, Fred Dreyer, appearing at the Hollywood Show, which is going to be coming up June 30th through July 1st.
June 1st, July 1st. Yeah, it's going to be fun.
June 30th through July 1st, out
in Burbank there. And Stephanie won't be there. She's got family issues there that she has to attend to. But I'll be there. You'll be there.
I'll come with you as long as Stephanie's not there. I'll sit next to you.
There's a chair there. There's a chair.
I'll get your coffee for you. I like to do. I'll be out there.
Yes.
I'll come and hang with you behind. I always wanted to be part of that there. Maybe we can go harass Larry Minetti or somebody if we want to.
We'll have to find out who's there.
Maybe we will.
Did they give you a list of people?
No, but we'll get that. We should get them on the show to talk about. A lot of people come in from all over the country for it.
They
and it's going to be June 30th through the 1st. Is it somebody let us know in the chat room over there? I think. Is it that the Garland Hotel?
Marriott.
Okay, the Marriott in
right
by
across
the airport.
The street
from Burbank Airport?
From the Burbank Airport.
Perfect. Okay, that's a nice location.
Yeah.
Now, so we talked at the beginning of the show about this, and I want to get your opinion as a former player, Fred. So Caleb Ferguson's a reliever on the Dodgers, and you guys were ripping the Dodgers apart last week. I was in the hospital. I felt so bad you were ripping them apart. Had to come back out, and I called Dave Roberts afterwards and said they don't know what they're talking about. Don't listen to them.
Yeah.
And so, you know, and Dave even was ripping Caleb Ferguson after the show somewhat in a nice way. So I'm wondering, you know, afterwards they said, well, it was a game in Cincinnati, and I think somebody was saying, even Kershaw, that the mound is weird. There's a smaller rubber, and it takes you a while. So maybe that affects you as a pitcher. Okay, I get that. But Caleb Ferguson has always got sort of a – he's got a beard. Sometimes it's unkept, got a mustache, his hair sort of takes off. And he was in the game the other night, and he looked – A number one. I mean, clean shaven, no mustache, hair trimmed up, and he pitched like a freaking professional, was wiping out the team there on the in the game there. The Dodgers exactly won that game. So my thought to you is, Fred, why do some players have hair coming all out of their helmets in football or under their caps in baseball? They got some of these scraggly guys in baseball. I wouldn't come near the guy. It looks like he was on the been in the downtrodden here for about 10 years with beards coming out. One guy says, I forget who the player is, but he says he'll trim his beard if it starts to hit him in his armpit when he's sleeping. Ugh. It's like I can't watch the guy at the plate. So why do players dress like that?
They want to.
Why?
I don't know.
But it does when you clean shaven, sometimes it's like, you take a look from women. I'm going to come to the women's support here.
I don't think
when women go through changes in their life, the first thing you got to know is watch out. If you're married to some woman, she changes her hairstyle. Careful, something's not going right.
I don't think that
is it the same for gentlemen in football?
No.
What did you – how weird
it
were you?
It has nothing to do with
You've
anything.
You've got a beard now.
I feel like growing a beard, and I just let it grow because I'm tired of tending to it and screwing around with it. Maybe what will kick it off is I don't have time to do it, and we've got a couple of home games. I just let it grow through the home games, and then next thing you know, you got a beard.
And it's psychological. Just as easy
mm-hmm. – You look at yourself one day and say, this stinks, and you shave it.
Yeah. I had this mustache for years. It's just part of the persona.
And Mike, can I tell you?
No. So let's go on here a little bit, Mr. Bearded One. So, okay, let me ask you this question then. Now they're talking about, they've come up with this, you know, you ever watch these baseball games, there's new uniforms all the time, and they've put together the Major League Baseball, MLB, and Nike have gotten together with City Connect Series, and they're trying to make a uniform that connects the team with the city that they're in. For example, the Padres went with a bi-national theme. They wanted to pay homage to a shared community that sees an estimated 50 million people commute year to year from San Diego to Tijuana and back, as they're right there at the border, and the populous border city of Mexico there, Tijuana. So they've put together and accentuated a pink, yellow, and mint uniforms, and the fans, apparently, on social media, was mixed. They said the teams utilized colors hardly ever seen or worn, except on Miami Vice, I get. So the Padres and Nike, they say the verdict did a thing trying to get into the Mexican culture in Southern California. They executed it well. The Latin players seem to love this and like the Miami Vice uniforms.
What's
That's just
question?
One example.
The
question is, does your uniform... Look at the traditional. The Dodgers came up with one, and Los Dodgers, but they try to keep the colors the same because the Dodgers have such a classic uniform, as do the Yankees, that they don't want to necessarily screw up the tradition. So the uniform makes the man. If you're wearing a thing with lime pink and mint, I don't think you're going to play as well as if you got like a nice...
No, it has nothing to do with it.
Well, then tell me why. That's what I want. That's what I want from you.
I'll tell you why.
Come up to the microphone and tell me why it has nothing to do with it.
Tell you why.
The uniform does not matter to you.
Well, it doesn't make any difference to me. I may not like it. Someone says, what do you think about that uniform?
I said,
I'm not crazy about it one way or another, and then the sooner I'm out of it, the better it is.
There you go.
Okay, so that's me. Other right. players will say, we should wear these every day. And can I take some home and give them to my family? You know, I mean, there's lots of people who look at these uniforms and they don't like them, or they do like them. And whatever the feeling is, it will soon be over one way or the other.
Okay, so let me ask you this question. Baseball, in your mind, in your estimation, the most consistent team in baseball to always be in the running year after year in and out, who would that be?
I don't understand.
I'm saying, what team in baseball is always consistently...
Well, the Dodgers, the Yankees, the Red
Sox.
Thank you.
Dodge, well, not so much the Red Sox until recently.
Well, I mean, the franchise.
But the Yankees, they have a dress code. No long hair. They don't have the names on the back of the uniform, which is sort of annoying to me because I don't know who the hell they are. But, you know, that's...
Well, if
one
you
of the
were a Yankee fan, you'd know.
I'd know, right? Exactly.
You would know.
You would know that.
So anyway, the point is, these teams do this for promotion night. They put it, as you will know, they can get these uniforms in the merchandising category of
trying to make money with them. I get it.
They can sell it, and
that's
any
it.
Way to take 162 games and chop it up. That's what they're going to look at. If someone says, hey, here's a great uniform, they celebrate the Pan American Games that we won last year. So let's just celebrate the Pan American Games. So they go, okay, hey, wonderful. So they go out and they wear these jerseys. They'll wear them a couple times, two times a year. They'll wear them in different demographics. And that's it.
That's it. Okay, so a couple of other uniforms just to comment on. The Los Angeles Angels, they took a cue from Southern California's beach, sand, and surf culture, and they came up with a uniform with kind of a cream base that pays homage to the same, with the Angels written in letters inspired by surf brands. The cap has a two-tone design reminiscent of the style often seen on skaters in Southern California. There's a jersey patch that plays tribute to the state's early railroads, and two asymmetrical stripes on the sleeves.
I don't get it.
Draw inspiration from retro surfboards.
Yeah, I don't get it.
So here's what happened. They revealed this thing. The fan reception, relatively positive response, but some call the alternates boring and too similar to the team's current uniform. So they're saying these are strong design elements. They would be more fitting if the team had done a redesign of their home uniforms. Once again, they didn't want to change them that much. The Dodgers, they have, as I mentioned before.
We're not going to go through every team.
No, just a couple here for you. Los Dodgers, they've got there, celebrates the 40th anniversary of Fernando Mania. Now, that kind of makes sense. This historic 81 season with Fernando Valenzuela, he's now announcing for the Dodgers. But the team wanted to connect with the Latin community, so they took the inspiration from the murals around Los Angeles with the spray-painted accents on the uniform sleeves. And the uniforms, they say, got a negative reaction from the fans on social media.
Me right now.
What's that?
And me right now.
A negative reaction, right?
Negative reaction.
Yeah, that's what I think.
This is a terrible subject matter.
Yeah, but they're doing it to try to make some money.
That's fine. I don't want to talk about it.
That's it? You're done with the story?
But it doesn't do anything. What do we do? So what?
I'm thinking
psychologically,
it affects players. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, it does?
Yeah.
How do we know that?
Just my thought. I'm watching it and seeing things. Now, let's bring up a little, shall we do a little tip of the cap to the Denver Nuggets for their first ever title Monday night, wrapping up that.
Did Josic get to go home?
What do you mean?
You know, that's all he wanted to do.
He wanted to
win the game and go home.
4-1, they won them.
That's good.
And then you got your Las Vegas Golden Knights also in hockey, their first annual Stanley Cup. Now, here's the thing about the Golden Knights. Bill Foley owns that team. He's the owner. And he said 6 years ago, give me 6 years and I'll win a Stanley Cup. 6 years later, they've won a Stanley
Cup. Well, he's the guy to lay your money down with.
I think that's probably true. Okay, now let's get into some mail, if we can, please. We have a little Hunter story here, if we can. And this one takes place from what I understand. Photos from not Hunter, but the Dick Clark, Ed McMahon show, Super Bloopers and Practical Jokes, in which you, Fred Dreyer, were maybe one of the most funniest and most memorable episodes in that series in 1988. And it involved co-host Stephanie Kramer. You apparently, Stephanie returns home from lunch with her publicist, believing that you're there, Fred, to take publicity photos. Instead, she finds workers in hard hats and a giant crane at her house. What the hell happened here?
No, Dick Clark called me and said, I want you to help me pull a prank on Stephanie. I said, what's the prank? I said, you know, Dick, some of these pranks are just so corny that they don't really come off. He says, we think this one will, and we want you to help us do it. I said, okay, what is it? He said, we're going to get a crane on the street, a big one, and arc it up over her house and drop these orange and yellow straps down along each side of her house. So when she drives up, her publicist, who's in on it, will say, what are they doing to your house, Stephanie? What's going on? She says, I don't know. What's going on? Of course, you know, the girls that went out and they had some drinks. And so they're out of it. And then I'm there. They told me to show up. So I show up. And I said, what are you doing to your house here? You painting it? What are you going to do here? And she says, I don't know. What's going on? And I said, well, you better find out. You got a crane here. And as a matter of fact, the guy over here, the guy with the crane hat on, says to me, he says, do you think she'll be home soon? We hate to move the house until she shows up. And I said, well, tell me what you're going to do. He says, well, we're going to move this house back 2 feet because the neighbor above her on the hill said that it's encroaching on his property and he wants this thing taken care of. Okay, I'm going to jump ahead after this commercial
and
finish this.
All right, we're going to... This is one of the bloopers and practical jokes of all time, and Fred Dreyer was involved in it. We're going to take a quick break, come back with more for you. Don't forget, email Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Follow him on on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, and facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. We'll be back.
Here's a simple solution for you. If you have back pain, knee pain, or any other pain in your body, it's as simple as drinking a glass of water every day. Your body is over 60% water, and drinking the best water you can get is crucial for your health. Echo Antioxidant Water, developed by Synergy Science, is the best water you can drink, and it's only available through this special radio offer. Over 1,000 research studies have shown that the powerful antioxidant used in Echo Antioxidant Water can reduce inflammation, improve brain function, help you sleep better, and boost gut health. With just 2 glasses a day, you can experience these benefits right from the comfort of your home. Some people have even replaced their morning coffee jolt with Echo Antioxidant Water. Call now and learn which Echo product by Synergy Science is right for you. We offer free shipping and a full 30-day money-back guarantee. Change your health by simply changing your water.
800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. That's 800-944-1789.
If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. AlgaeCal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. AlgaeCal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone, and AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them, and it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. AlgaeCal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how AlgaeCal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
We're back on the Fred Dreyer Show. So we're right in the middle of the story here. Dick Clark, Ed McMahon, super bloopers and practical jokes. You, Fred Dreyer, are. Yeah, Stephanie.
Here's the deal.
Let me finish.
So here's the deal. So there's a crane parked on the curb, giant straps on each side of the house, on 4 points of the house. And the engineer guy says to me, gee, I sure hope she gets here. We don't want to have to move her house before she gets here. I said, where are you going to move the house to? He says, well, we're going to uproot it and move it down the hill 2 yards. And we're going to move it down here, and then we're going to get it all squared away, and the guy's going to come down, and he's going to sign off on it, and that's what we're doing. I said that's not going to happen. I mean, nobody in their right mind is falling for that. Not even these drunk girls. And he says, well, we'll see. So they show up. Get out of the car, and they say, oh, gee, so here's the deal. So Stephanie never disappoints. She says to me, she says, you're kidding. I explain everything to her. She says, are you kidding me? She says, I said, is there any way I can get into the house and to get some things before you move the house?
She fell for it, hook, line, and sinker.
So she falls for it. The upshot is, we go, no, we're not. This is a joke. This is a Dick Clark show, blah, blah, blah. And she falls for the whole thing.
And she chases you and gets upset and runs after you. And then Pam, who sent these pictures in, says she's wondering what she said to you when she caught you.
I don't know.
You don't remember?
I have no idea.
All right. That was a pretty good one. It's on, people have been telling us it's on YouTube now. You can check it out.
Dick Clark, is on YouTube. Super, that thing's been there for years.
Super bloopers and practical jokes. It's there for you. And that's our show. If you missed anything, please follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. Email him, FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. And don't forget, June 30th through the 1st, he's going to be at the Marriott in Burbank, California, across from the airport at the big autograph signing show. Final thoughts from you, Fred Dreyer.
Well, it was a good show. Nice to be with you, Mike. And let's roll on as we move on ahead here.
All right. See you next week, everybody.